Pow.
What's up?
All right. Well, nobody missed that. What's going on, dog? Did we do one last week?
Yeah.
We did?
Did.
Two in a row?
Two.
Man.
In a row.
I feel proud of myself. 2 weeks in a row.
We are on a streak. This guy's going to do a drop by on somebody.
Oh, this coffee's still hot. Jeez. Look at the Subi, dog. Look at the Subi. Coming in all creep-like and shit. Oh, you can't see it. It's behind that thing. I like it, though.
We are in a new location.
Yeah, we might see our old friend. Remember our old street sweeper friend?
Just what I was thinking.
Mofo. He'll be back. He'll be here, too.
He knows us.
It just rained, so he's got to be here.
I think the last time we were here, it actually did rain.
Maybe.
It's possible. Look at that cat.
Dude, we're getting more nature than we normally get.
Nature.
So you know what's funny? Shout out to Tyler. Say what's up to Tyler, dog.
The creator?
What?
Tyler the creator?
Tyler the creator. What are you talking about?
It's a rapper.
That's a rapper name?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm out of it, man. Yeah, I'm at that age now where you tell me a rapper's name, or you tell me, not a rapper, let's just not make it black specific, right? You give me a, I guess there's white rappers, mm-hmm. and NF, right? I like there's that dude.
Jewish rappers, too.
Yeah, there you go. So give me a artist's name, and I'm like, who the fuck is that?
Mumford & Sons.
Yeah, it's old, but I'm talking about new shit, new people. Give me some new people. I don't even know who the fuck they are. I mean, I might have heard their stuff if they came up in like mainstream radio, you know, like that stuff that cheap people like me that don't pay for satellite radio get. But I don't know who these people are, man. And if I saw them at a Starbucks, I would not even know that they are them. You know, I'd just be like, whatever. What's up with that freak with the yellow hair? You know, like it was the anniversary of that one guy's death recently. I see it all over my freaking social media, and I'm just like, I don't even know who that guy is.
Who?
That guy who committed suicide a few years ago, or last year or some shit. He's a rapper, I think.
Oh, Mac Miller.
Yeah, that guy. I was like, I don't even know who that is. In fact, while I'm on the phone with you, or while we're on this podcast, I'm going to look up a picture of him, because I don't even know who that is.
I heard a few of his songs. They were good. He's a good guy. I mean, killed himself, but...
I mean... I don't know if you can say he's a good guy if you just heard his music.
I mean, musically.
I don't know this guy from Bob Down the Street. I'm looking at pictures of him right now. Just like when I saw Post Malone for the first time, I was like, who the fuck is that degenerate?
Yeah, Post Malone.
I was like, yo. You look like somebody's, I can't say, just won't say nothing. Anyways, we'll leave it at that. I'm getting old, dog. Like, you were showing me a picture of somebody, and you're like, oh, yeah, this is my coworker, and she has 2 kids. And I'm like, man, we're getting old when I look at people, and I'm like, wow, yeah, she's young to have 2 kids. No. Our age, there are 2 kids.
Knock on some fucking wood. We've been lucky to have that. Yes. No kids.
Yeah, man.
That's why every time I nut in the toilet.
What if you're not near a toilet?
On carpet, and then I get a Clorox wipe, just clean my head off.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It burns, but look.
That's disgusting. You're throwing it on carpet. Dude, it's natural. Its natural instinct is to weave itself further into the carpet. You're never getting that out.
Hey, man, that's why it's a nasty hotel room sex.
Disgusting.
Gotta do it.
Disgusting.
So you gotta leave those nuts on, like, when you're in the hotel room.
Disgusting.
You gotta put it in places... just randomly, like, it's people in the closet.
It's people like you that whenever I go stay somewhere, I feel like I can't touch anything.
You shouldn't.
Like, I don't even want to get in the sheets. I'm like, man, do I have sheets. To? That's my problem, man. See, you know what's funny?
Whenever, I see buck-ass naked just in the bed.
Disgusting. Snake is all wrapped around the sheets and shit. Yeah. You're like, oh, that's all I like it. No, man. No, okay? See... people give me some shit because when I plan to go somewhere, I look for ratings. I look for cleanliness.
Right.
I look for nice places to stay. Right. People are like, you're so high maintenance, man. You got to stay somewhere nice. No. You know why? Because for me, this is peace of mind.
Right.
If the place smells clean, if it looks clean, if I feel like they actually clean the room after the last attendant, then I sleep way better. There's nothing like going somewhere... and first of all, pretend like you don't feel like you're in danger. How about that? Let's just pretend like that's not even a factor, okay? All right? There's nothing worse than getting somewhere and you're like, man, I don't even want to put my bag on the bed. And then when you got to go to bed, you're like, I hope I brought sweats and a long sleeve and a face mask.
Wow.
Like, I don't want to put my face on these pillows because I'm going to smell something I don't want to smell.
Black Mystery Girl got mad at me because one time I picked a hotel. It was a little shady.
This is the time we went out of town?
No.
And I told you to save the one I was staying in?
No, that one was fun. I like that one.
Okay.
I was just in a new place, so I just put the chair in front of the door just in case somebody tried to break in.
Dude, at that one hotel, the one I told you I talk about all the time that I stayed at by Boski's, shout out to Boski, that I told you I felt in danger, I tried doing that. There were no chairs.
Fuck. And you put the whole bed in front of the door?
They didn't have a lock on the door.
It was just a screen door.
Dude, I was like, dude, there's no safety lock. There's no double lock. It's literally hoping that your door is doing what it's supposed to be doing.
Your door is held shut with the power of prayer.
Yeah, man. I was almost like, I wish I had zip ties with me. Maybe I could rig this up somehow.
No. So that's the one time Boski came down, and we were hanging with Boski, so we had to get a hotel. And it was last minute, so I was like, what's closest around here? And so I just found one, last minute. So I didn't get to look at all the ratings.
Isn't that when you stay in a surprise?
It was like in, kind of like on the border of Sun City.
It was in
Tolleson. And like surprise. And so it was last minute. So.
Anyways,
side conversation.
Sorry, guys, we got to
distract. I take that to Castle and Coasters. I'd ride all those roller coasters.
Anyways, go ahead.
And then so, she's like, "Oh, it smells like meth here." I'm like, first
of all, yeah. How
the hell do you know what meth smells like? Second thing, look, it was last minute. Now, are we fucking or are we not?
She's like, I found a needle. Dude, did I ever tell you about when my uncle sold his first house? Mm-hmm. This was probably 20 plus years ago, okay? He sold his house and it was like not lived in for a while and the neighborhood was already getting kind of hoodish. And I remember he was like, yo, man, you know, I know you want a computer because I was like junior high. He's like, hey, I know you want a computer. He's like, hey, come and help me clean up this house for the sale. And then, you know, I'll buy your computer. I was like, hell yeah, I need a computer anyways. Internet's starting to become a thing. And I hear pornography is going to be available there. So I need to get on this. So I was like, all right. And I remember I helped him clean the place. And when we got to the bathrooms, dude, like hobos had been living in there.
Right.
And there was like needles and paraphernalia in the bathroom. I was like, oh no, I'm done, dog. This is not good. Not good.
Yeah. But that place in Sunset wasn't that bad. It was alright. The fuck?
Dude, I'm hearing noises. And you know what's worse? I'm starting to become you know how like you go and watch alien videos and shit and get all deep balls deep and shit? Right. After our last podcast, I started watching a whole bunch of tiger videos. Those motherfuckers are scary.
Yeah.
If you ever, I started wearing a lot. Oh, fun fact, by the way. Fun fact. Every lion you've heard is probably a tiger. The lion in the MGM lion in the beginning of movies, that's a lion. That's a tiger. That's a tiger's roar.
Whole life is a lie.
Apparently, lions are bitch-made roars. The Lion King, the roar at the very end when he's like, I'm the man and my balls just dropped and I just took over. Tiger.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Whole life has been a lie. See, and people wonder, why do you watch those conspiracy videos? Those are fake. That's why.
You got to know.
You got to know shit.
You got to be on top of it.
That's right.
But exactly. That's my thing. It's like, now I'm hearing noises. I'm hearing like little leaves. So I'm like, that is that a tiger creeping on me?
Sounded like a 1,000-year-old man walking down
the... Is that STI right there? Yeah, you're lucky I don't got my car, bro. You'd be catching the smoke. Oh, man.
That would have been a good day to go to the pavilions.
Not the rain. Nobody be out there. Plus, the freeway's always freaking closed.
It's closing. Fuck.
That's right, bro. Drive away. You want the smoke?
It's cool out here.
That's right.
Turbos 900 horsepower.
Working.
Wheel horsepower.
Working.
But yeah, she got mad at me that one time. I'm like, look, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, man. Part now, of how well I rest when I'm out of town depends on how comfortable I feel about the cleanliness and the safety of the hotel. I don't need some fancy shit, all right? I don't need a Keurig inside my room. I don't need, like, I don't know, man. I don't need toiletries. Like, toilet paper I need. But I don't need, like, soaps and body scrubs
now,
and shit.
Well,
I
got that shit. Now we're spoiled because we went to the resort.
And you're like, oh, somebody comes in here and wipes me.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it was just like a suite.
It's not the South kind of resort.
No. It's like the resort, like apartment. It's like almost a little apartment,
condominium
kind
of thing.
Yeah. So now we're spoiled because it had the like kitchen in there. It was like a actual room.
I stayed at a place like that.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, and so now I'm spoiled. So now fucking everything has to be like that. Now if I'm going to the shady one, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Murder? Am I sleeping in rape? Like, no, I'm not trying to do that.
Dude, I almost want you to stay at the place I stayed at by Bolsky's.
I'm good. No.
Just so we can have something to talk about here. So we can share in the misery. You know, misery loves company? Just like that.
One time I went to California with my parents. I think for, I don't know what we went there for. But I remember it was a family road trip. A family trip. It was me, my dad's and sister,
uh-huh.
My mom, and then our grandparents at the time, my aunt and uncles and all their family. It was like all our family, right? And my other uncles, like, and their family, everybody. A whole giant convoy of Mexicans, right?
Okay.
Just going to California. And this is like pre...
Something's coming.
I hear it. Damn, he's loud. This is pre... GPS. So we had to drive in unison.
Right? So nobody got lost?
So nobody got lost. And as it was back in the day, only one person knew the way over there. So that person was leading the way. And so we got over there to the hotel. We stayed at said hotel after we met up with our family, other family. And so we were there. And then so I knocked the fuck out. I was like, I'm fucking done. We were sharing a room with me and my sister were in one bed and my parents were in the other bed, right? And so I knocked the fuck out because, you know, I don't like going up and down mountains and shit.
Yeah.
My dad was driving, so I'm like, I'm going to throw up on all of you if I don't go to sleep in the next 3.5 seconds. So I knocked the fuck out, and I was out all night until they woke me up at like 11 or something. So I woke up, and I was like, Dad's like, what the fuck up? Time to go. I'm like, all right. He's like, hey, you didn't... You didn't hear anything last night, did you, mister? I'm like, the fuck? What do you mean? I'm like, what the fuck you mean? I'm like, what'd you do? He's like, no, it wasn't me, mom. I'm like, what? I'm like, ugh. I'm like, that's gross.
Wait.
And I'm like, so you weren't doing nothing? He's like, no. He goes, you and your aunt and your uncle next door, I guess they were banging. You could hear through the wall.
How long ago was this?
Years ago.
Ugh.
I guess they were banging. You could hear the headboard hitting like that. That was an uncomfortable night for my parents. They said they heard that.
That's funny.
So I don't know if they try to get revenge on them and try to, you know,
you tried in that competition. Yeah. You're like, no, I'm going to show you.
I'm going to show you what's going on.
That's right.
I don't know, but I was like, that's disgusting. And that's the problem when you get a hotel room right next to, because I guess the hotel rooms were right next to each other. It was like all our family in like the same like six rooms, right next to each other and shit.
Dude, I hate that.
Right.
Like, I hate if I'm going with somebody and I've got somebody with me. It's like, I don't want you to be in the room next to me.
Yeah, no. I'm not doing that with you.
I don't want you to. All right, first of all, you're going to be like, why did Jonathan leave the animal channel on right now? Why is the fucking nature channel on right now?
Always. I'm like, so I'm going to need one at the end of the hall.
How many sons is going to be able to take a generator with the power? I got a lot of
In fact, things. You should put me by the generator, though. Soak up some of the noise.
Yeah, man. I think I single-handedly... Like, if you ever travel to California, I single-handedly am responsible for that thing where you check in and they're like, okay, and they look at you and they're like, you're going to need one far away, aren't you? And you're like, yes, I am. That's me.
You should put me right above check-in.
Dude, one time I was above check-in and I was just like... is someone getting murdered up there? Nope.
Murdering that.
I need hydration. Bring me some water.
The only thing that's being murdered, that poonanny.
The poonanny. I haven't heard that in a long time. In a long time. Poonanny. Funny enough, sorry, I was, you want to hear a funny random story?
Yeah.
So I was, shout out to Tyler. Remember Tyler Dog?
Yeah.
I was talking to Tyler. And we're talking about, like, randomly, I don't know why, but we're talking about jiu-jitsu, right? Mm-hmm. And we're casually talking about how, like, he talks about, he was asking me questions about it here and there, whatnot, and I was answering him, and he was telling me, like, if, you know, there's chicks that train, and I'm like, yeah, there's some girls that train here and there. And he was like, and I told him, like, you know, I almost don't want to tell a story because I don't want anybody that goes to class to kind of overthink this, but so there's a girl that trains there, and you know, whatever, very nice girl, whatever, no negativity, but her husband goes as well, but he doesn't train. He like sits there on the sidelines, and I always thought that was a little odd, because for me, if I was in that situation, I would almost want to train too. That way it's like everybody knows each other. We're all cool. We're right. All like on the same page. Nothing's weird, right? But this dude doesn't. He kind of like is on the side always. And then Tyler's like, well, what is he doing? I was like, I don't know, man. A couple times I think I've seen him film. Like, I think he films. And I'm like, maybe she's like an Instagram chick. And she's like posting. He's posting her content. You know how sometimes that's like
okay,
that?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, have you ever thought about what if like that's just his thing, that's like his kink, and he's like watching people trying to choke her out and he's like filming it for later.
That's
and I'm just like
what I was
oh.
going to
I was like, how did I not come up with that earlier? I was like, wow, now it's just creepy. Like now I almost wish people from jiu-jitsu didn't listen to this. But now you guys don't know who it is, so now I'm just kind of like, is this what's going on? Like, I got to look at his face now. Like, if he's all excited when he's watching her get choked out, I'm just like...
Yeah, put her in that guillotine. Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about that, and
is
I was like...
Is that a Darth choke? Oh!
It's like, oh, he's getting excited over there. What's going on?
Is that the OSP look?
Oh, jeez.
No!
I was thinking about that. I was like, how did I not come up with that weird degenerate side or view of it?
You're there to actually train. Some people.
Yeah, I'm actually training, so I didn't think about it. I just saw him recording it once or twice, and I'm like, that's odd. But, you know, it's maybe not that odd, because back in the day when I used to film stuff for YouTube, like, I took my camera and I put it up, and I was, like, you know, making content for YouTube. But now I'm kind of like,
but that's so different than you or Tyler, like, doing stuff for YouTube. But you're there at the gym to do stuff for YouTube. You're not there at the gym to be like, oh, man, look at this pump this other person has.
Yeah,
I love that veinage in that. Look at that pump in that other person. Like, it's going like the extra step.
He's like, oh, I bet you that vein goes all the way to the dick root.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that dick root. I got that voice. Oh, my God. That vein's so pumpy.
I'm gonna make you that sticker in the next 2 weeks. That's gonna be it's gonna look like that old tree from Lord of the Rings.
the big one.
Oh man, but yeah,
I was thinking, yeah, he brought that up and I was like, wow, I didn't make that weird degenerate connection, and that's some shit that I would have came up with, you know what I mean?
I mean, that's a good point.
It's a very good point.
So, but all right, is he like in shape or is he looking like me and shit?
I mean, he's just a normal looking dude. Just a normal casual dude.
I mean, maybe that's his website. He has a smut website.
He's like, check out my girl getting destroyed.com. The jujitsu kink.com.
Chuck with the rope. chokenorope.org. That's my website. I caught Brazilian you right there.
Kink.org? What?
Yeah. Chokenorope.org.
Yeah, man. I was thinking about that. I was like, man, he's got a good point. Now I will never be able to look that dude the same.
You should go look at him, shake his hand, and be like, hands seem a little rough
moist.
There.
Why is your hand so moist, bro?
I was expecting some rough hands. They're very soft.
You should go in there, bro. Get choked out. Learn something.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, man.
Interesting.
I hope nobody listens to this and makes the connection, and then all of a sudden I have to apologize for something I said.
What up, Tyler?
Again.
How's it going?
I'm just saying, dog. I just thought that was interesting. I never made that connection. Oh, on a side note, though.
What up, young Ryu from Jiu-Jitsu? I know you're listening.
He might be listening, actually. Young Anakin.
Young Poncho from Jiu-Jitsu.
I was thinking about this. I keep telling you this, but I'll tell everybody on the podcast. If you like our debaucherous shit, the next show you guys should watch that I've been watching, that I just finished watching, is Big Mouth on Netflix. Be aware, it's a cartoon. It looks wholesome, but do not watch it with any children.
It's probably not.
Ever. If you like this level of debauchery, you'll like that show. I laughed so hard. A couple times I was almost like, man, I could have written this dumb, debaucherous shit.
Oh, shit. I'm buying that.
Get on it, dog.
So,
I'm just saying, you got to watch it, dog. I know you haven't seen it. You got to see it. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm saying, why don't people know how to drive anymore?
Is that a parking spot?
Yeah.
I thought it's like that yellow area between spots.
Oh, you might be right, actually. But
dude, I freaking just cut my mouth with a French fry. My mouth's weird.
You got a soft mouth.
Well, those French fries are like spears.
They're like shards of glass. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's like, I hate In-N-Out fries. I know that's blasphemous for some people. These are even tinier and pokier. In-N-Out fries are some of the worst, where they're just like little spears. These were even tinier, sharper, and more fried, so they were harder.
Yeah, the guy at Freddy's gave us some free ones, though.
Yeah, he gave us a lot of fries.
Shout out to that guy. Shout out to that.
I need to stop eating so much fat fuck food, because I'm gaining too much weight, dog. I need to start cutting weight now.
Me too. We're going to start the Black Mystery Girl said we're going to the gym.
Going to the gym? You are? Like together? Every day?
I don't know, every day.
Every other day?
Like at least 3 to 4 times a week.
You guys should go, dog. I remember you guys were doing a lot of walking back in winter.
Yeah, winter was a nice time.
Dude, can you imagine how long it seems like forever since I felt cold.
I don't know what cold. I'll give it to you. The other day when I came out, it was cold.
No, it wasn't cold.
And that was at 4:30 in the morning when I came out. It was cold.
It was,
I was like, wow.
It wasn't cold. For the record, it was like 85. 85 is not cold.
It was 79 degrees.
It hasn't been
you.
79 here in a year.
It's probably 83 degrees. And I was like, now granted, it wasn't cold, but it was cold to me because I don't remember what cold feels like.
Yeah,
just my
man.
Body temperature was like, what is this?
It's so fucking hot here. Okay, it's so fucking hot. It's nighttime. The sun is down. It's been down for over an hour, and it's still over 95 degrees.
I'm still sweating, yeah.
It's insane how freaking... I'm over it. Like, this is why I think people go crazy in Florida. You know, in Florida, just people doing weird shit where you're just like, why would you do that? You know what it is? It's a year-long heat.
Heat and humidity.
It's year-long heat where people are just going crazy. They're like, yeah, this never ends, and it's their own personal hell. They go live over there because they're like, yeah, it's all going to be big-ass booty people and beaches and shit. Yeah, no, it's insanity after a certain amount of time. Like, isn't Florida the one where they have that giant alligator that's literally a fucking dinosaur?
Possible.
And they just let that thing hang around golf courses? I'm like, what? Yeah. What?
It's not bothering anybody.
First of all, you relocate that thing, bare minimum. Secondly, you give everybody free alligator shoes. That's the second option. That's all you get. Don't you just don't let that thing hang around by a freaking golf course.
This is home.
Alligators are deceptively fast. This is turning into a National Geographic channel. Alligators are deceptively fast. All right, they look like little retarded little lizards. But have you ever tried to catch a lizard on your wall?
Yeah,
they're fast. Up. All right, alligators are almost as fast, and they're willing to chop you in half or swallow you whole. That one will swallow you whole.
Mm.
It's crazy.
It will.
It's crazy.
And then it'll saw your leg off.
Yeah, man, those things don't give a fuck. The only thing more savage, I think, than an alligator with that type of, like, lifestyle is probably a hippo. Hippos are jackasses.
You know what made me mad about the new Lion King movie?
I haven't seen it yet. Is it good?
No, you don't need to see it. besides Beyonce just being the worst at voice acting. I know what some of you are going to say. No, she was good in it. No, she wasn't. You're stupid. You're a bad friend.
You're a bad friend? Is that what you just said?
Yep.
Man, what's... Man. Something's in the water.
Yeah, apparently.
Look at this giant thing, dude.
Okay, that's a fucking dinosaur.
Wait till you see it next to something.
Fuck.
Yeah, dog. This thing... And I think you need to see it next to something so you get scale.
Okay, you need to shoot that thing. It's
too
big. Yeah,
dog. Yeah, this thing has got to be at least 30 feet. It's got to be. It's got to be as tall as a freaking human.
Dude, so he's showing me this, the alligator he's just talking about. This alligator is literally, is it alligator or crocodile?
I don't know. I can't tell the difference.
Whatever it is, literally walking around.
Dude, it's got battle scars on its legs.
Yeah, it probably fought Godzilla.
And one, bro.
And one.
Look at this thing.
Probably ate Mothra.
Can you imagine you go and shoot a golf ball somewhere in some, like, bush? And you're like, oh, let me go get my ball, golf ball, Bill. And you see this thing staring at you.
Yeah,
can you imagine?
I fucking just disappeared into the grass. How's that
exactly.
even?
Exactly.
How's that even work?
Exactly.
How's that even work?
Exactly. Why is that thing allowed in a place where people just are golfing?
It was walking around like one. It didn't give a fuck. Like zero. Absolutely zero. Like, it left all its fucks back in the Cretaceous period. And that was a long ass time ago.
Yeah, man. That's the part I have
second
a hard time
thing,
with.
Second thing. It's walking around like it's seen some shit. just like whatever it sees or whatever you try to do to it, it's already seen something worse. It don't care.
I guess I exaggerated, but they think it's 13 to 15 feet long. That's still a big ass...
This big, and then 13 or 15 feet long, that's as big as a car. And the same thing, it just disappeared into the grass like it was fucking Batman.
It's just like, peace out.
Like it was a fucking ninja in the night.
It's insane, dude. It's insane that this thing is allowed to just walk around. Like, you see it, and you're like, that's not even real. Like, you see this thing, and you're just like, what is it? It's like, what? Look, it's
looks
going.
Looks like a look, fucking.
Look, it's just laying there, just going, and it's like it's hiding. Dude, if I saw that in a golf course, I would probably shit my pants.
I would have been like, bitch, I see you.
This thing is ridiculous, dude. That's why I'm like, how are you allowed to have that thing around?
All right, Black Mr. Girl is going to need to put Florida on places we can't go because I ain't fucking with that.
And then
he showed me the video. It's just walking.
It's just chilling.
On the golf course.
Just chilling.
And you're like, oh, it's going to go somewhere else. No, it's just
chilling. Just laid down.
Laid down on hole 7.
What happens when a golf ball just hits in the dome?
It's like when a fly lands on you. And you're like, wow, that's annoying. That's what everything is to that, that thing.
Yeah, man. That's crazy. Did you ever see that video of the old guy trying to... Did you ever see this video? I almost wish I could find the video and tell you what it is. But it's an old dude trying to. I think his ball fell. Once again, golfer, white privilege. The old dude trying to hit this golf ball from like a little canal thing in the golf course, and apparently, it's by an alligator or something, and it catches him. Did you ever see this?
No.
You ever see this video? You ever see this video?
No. Oh, I think I might have actually. I think I just saw a video of an alligator eating this black guy's hand.
Dude,
he was trying to catch it.
Why? Why would you ever do that? Look at this. I'm going to show you this video. You can narrate what you're seeing here. Look, I don't know what he's doing, but he sees the alligator in the canal.
Oh, yeah. I think it has seen this one.
And then all of a sudden, he gets the bright idea of covering its eyes like it's going to be the thing to do. And the alligator's like, what is this thing on my head?
I mean, right move. That's what you do.
I don't think you do any of this ever. Yeah, Bob Barker over here needs to chill.
Cover its eyes and then you tape its mouth.
Look, and Bob Barker over here is like, yeah, I'm just gonna hold his head down, bro. You got the tail, right? Like he, dude, come on. Oh, dude, this hurts me. Dude, come on. Come on. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Dude, so this guy just decided to, I guess his ball, I don't know
is
what.
Is it that serious? Can't you just start further away? Just start a few feet away, man. Yeah,
just start a few feet. So the alligator got stuck in the little hole, in the like little canal. So this old guy throws his jacket on the head. Because that's what you do when you're trying to catch a crocodile alligator. You cover its eyes so it can't see you, right? The next thing you're supposed to do is get on its back and secure its tail. So that's what this old guy's going to do, right? So he tries.
Well, he's trying to secure his head.
Yeah, but he's not doing a good job because he's not putting all his weight on it.
He's like 100.
And so the alligator turns around and bites his arm, and then kind of nips his leg too, and then this dude's profusely bleeding at this point, and then he kicks it, and it kind of nips his leg too.
It's crazy because it happens very quickly, and this guy apparently thinks he's some sort of daredevil type character where
that he was like a 4 foot one, like that was nothing.
That was nothing, dude. No, he grabbed his arm, and the crazy part about alligators is that it's not like they just tug at you. What they're doing is they're whipping their bodies left and right like a fish, and that creates enough momentum for him to literally just whip that guy's arm left and right. That guy has any meat left on that bone. That's crazy.
Was insane, man.
First of all, also, think when you Google this video, because you should, think about how slow he moves getting into position, which already tells me that he's not a very athletic individual.
No.
You should not be taking on a predator if you're not an athletic individual.
That's right. So you got to first punch in the face.
You shouldn't be doing any of that. If you're not like some young whippersnapper that can do a front roll the fuck out that situation, you should not be messing with an alligator.
Yeah, but see, he probably Googled it earlier. He was like, look, what you got to do, cover the eyes, right. Have tape, right. Yeah, so I got that. Now I got to jump on the head and cover his mouth and duct tape the mouth. Right.
The crazy part to me is how fun must golf be that you're willing to risk life and limb.
When I used to play Mario Hot Shots golf, that shit was pretty lit, man.
Because this guy risked everything to hit that ball. I'm assuming that was there somewhere.
Well, me and my sister used to play just Hot Shots Golf on the PS2. That shit was lit, too. I've been like, I got you, bitch. And then the computer was like, oh, you thought that? You thought you got me? I'm going to show you what I can do. And I was like, shit, you won.
But think about this, too. It's like that, or either that guy was very confident in his abilities, or he probably had some sort of asshole friend he was playing with. Like the kind of friend where he's just like, yo, bro, it's in there with the alligator. And he's just like, well, can I just reset it here?
Take the par three.
Nope. You can't reset it. You got to hit that one ball. And he's just like, come on, Steve, let me hit that ball. No, Trevor. You got to get in there and you got to hit your ball. You can't reset outside of the alligator line. You got to hit the one right by his face. Hit the one by his face, Steve. It's like, fine, Trevor, but you got to help me get the tail so I get him out of the way.
Why wouldn't he push it with the
golf club? Dude, why are you wrestling with an alligator, period? Why?
I don't know, man.
You don't see me trying to wrestle Black Panthers? Why are you messing with an alligator?
I gave you that option. I said we could do that.
No, thank you.
We're going into its territory. We're going to fight it.
Oh, I'm going to show you another video while I find this. You talk. By the way, everybody should Google all these videos because all these videos are very entertaining.
They're pretty funny, man. I love seeing white people get hurt.
The old dude was definitely the concerning one because he grabbed his arm.
One, I love seeing white people get hurt. Aww. Two, I love seeing old people get hurt.
Oh, if you want to watch those videos, by the way, one is old man versus alligator on YouTube, and then the other one was just like massive alligator casually walks. Look, Google that. That's the big one. That's that dinosaur, that Allosaurus that's just walking around. So this other video that I was going to show you is basically, the name of it is Tiger Cubs Swimming for the First Time. It's probably one of the cutest things you'll ever see. But check this out. These are baby little tigers, and this guy, apparently in Australia, is trying to teach these little tigers how to swim for the first time. And so he's like trying to teach him, because apparently leopards and tigers are one of the only like cat species that swim really, really well. So he's trying to teach these cats how to swim, right? Which apparently doesn't take very long. This is on BBC, apparently. And if my internet ever works. So yeah, look, he starts swimming, right? Whatever, you missed the first part of it. Look at this motherfucker's arms. Look at this motherfucker.
Dude.
He's yoked. He's a baby. Look at his arms. Look at how yoked this dude is. Look at him. Look at him.
Dude, this tiger is just...
triceps and biceps and everything.
Dude, this tiger's just swimming like it's been doing it his whole life.
Yeah. He literally just started. But look at his fucking arms. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that.
Why would they be teaching him how to swim? It can kill you enough.
Apparently, this is part of a series where the babies were born in captivity. So he's like, he's literally like the mom for them. So he's like teaching them how to swim. And there's a scene, uncomfortable scene at the very end of that video where I guess he gets to take them home every once in a while just to, I don't know, play with them or something. I don't know. And he's like in the backyard with them. And then his dog is eating a bone. And you see this little fucker just start like prowling, and then I get uncomfortable. I'm like, dude, he's gonna kill that dog. He's a baby, but he'll kill that dog. And that dog is bigger than him. But they get in that prowling mode, and you're like, oh, that thing is just a murderer.
Is ridiculous. I don't know why they would show him that. They need to be like, look, you love people. You don't want to eat people.
Well, I can't teach a tiger dog. It's just like when you roll a ball near a cat.
Star-Lord taught those velociraptors to somewhat listen to him.
Look, man, those are genetically enhanced velociraptors that were actually more intelligent. It wasn't the regular stupid ones.
Maybe.
I'm just saying, yeah. Star-Lord cannot do it all.
Can't he, though?
He can't beat up Thor. Say that right now.
That he can't.
Actually, the dog's just eating a bone. And this little fucker. Look at him. Look at him.
Dude, the tiger's huge already.
Yeah, man. That tiger's almost as big as that dog. You guys got to see these videos. Actually, very cute little tigers. But it's one of those things where you almost want to have one for like a year. And then you're like, after that, I can't take care of you anymore. You will kill me. Look at this guy. You're just like, what? Yeah, dude, this is in their instincts. And when they gotta like stop him before he gets to the dog because they know he'll maul that dog up. But it's one of those situations where what's that one guy's name? Siegfried or Roy? Which one got jacked up?
Siegfried.
When Siegfried got jacked up by that tiger, it's almost like, you not see that coming at some point? At some point. You are like a 100-pound man. You're not like the biggest guy, the most physically imposing guy, right? You're dealing with 600-pound cats. At some point, you didn't think you were going to do one thing that pissed it off? Just one thing?
That's what you get for having sex with tigers. It's going to come back.
Is that what's going on? The tiger was like, that last time wasn't consenting. It's just like... Rah,
rah. No means no, Siegfried.
Jesus. Wow. Dude, it's humid as hell out here.
Yeah, man. Wow. Let's start making some Hello Kitty dolls. Feels like the Philippines out here.
Oh, man, it's got humid. Anyways.
Whew.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's just crazy. It's crazy. Big cats are crazy, man. That's why when you see guys that those big, like, drug lords or fucking Mike Tyson-looking motherfuckers are like, oh, yeah, I'm going to have me a cat. And they just buy a cat. And you're just like, what? You're going to buy a tiger. And do what with it? You can pet it on the weekends?
Ride it.
You're like, I've always secretly have the desire to be He-Man, and yeah. I want to put a saddle on it, and I want to
paint
yell,
it orange.
I have
and
the power,
yellow and green.
I have the power, and I'm just gonna ride it in my backyard.
I'm ride it. That's right. Exactly what I'm gonna do. Speaking of cats and stuff, ask me what I'm ranked in Mortal Kombat right now.
Oh, shit, what are you ranked in Mortal Kombat?
13% in the world, son.
Oh, I thought you were about to say 13. I was like, Jesus, how many hours have you put in that thing?
13% in the world, man. That's fucking up there, yo.
How much have you been playing that shit?
I mean, hardly any, really. Just like an hour a day.
Yeah, I've been playing the game. Like, I've been playing Neo, like dying in an uncomfortable amount of times.
I've been doing that.
It's crazy, dog. It's crazy.
Gotta put that work in, son. 13, I'm trying to get to
2%. 2%, dude, you're gonna get invited to Evo at 2%. Fuck out of here. 2%. You'd be like, hey man, you wanna go with me to Vegas? Why? I gotta go to Evo.
You heard of it?
I'm like, I got invited to Evo. I'm the 2%.
Fuck the. It's on. Thanks. Yeah. So. Yeah, man. Gotta get some. Guess. Ask me who I'm playing as.
Who are you playing as?
Nightwolf.
Of course you are, because he's the newest character.
That's right. The fucking car alarm is on.
I think she changed her mind and now she's dipping.
Good, leave. I don't need your stupidity here. Yeah, man. Gotta put that work in, son.
You gotta be one of the, like, being Brave Star. You all about that Brave Star life?
Son. Brave Star life. Did all kinds of fatalities, killing these white men.
Getting revenge, right?
Getting revenge. Getting revenge. Getting revenge.
You're like, give me my land back. Is that how you finish the finisher?
Apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah. Apparently. Fuck. If I'm gonna break your car alarm. Kano and him have something. Have history with each other. I don't know. Whatever. It don't make sense. But anyways. Yeah. 13th, son.
Well, 13%. I'm proud of you, I guess. I don't know.
Put that work in. What do you ranked on Neo?
Dude, there's no ranking system. I suck dick at that game. Dude, I've died over 600 times in that game. 600 times in one game. Ask me if I'm done with that game.
How far are you along?
I don't even know. I'm not even probably halfway through it.
Wow.
600. I don't think I've died 600 times in all the games I've ever played in my whole life. 600 times.
In all the games you've ever played?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I've ever died that much in Donkey Kong.
We got to get Crash Team Racing. And you got to get your, what's it called, working?
What thing?
PlayStation Live.
Why?
So we can fucking play online.
You gotta get your own thing. You're using my shit. You're using my profile.
I'm not, though. I made my own.
Oh, you made your own? All right. All right, we can do that. You got Crash Team Racing?
No, we got to get it so we can play it.
Whoop your ass in that game.
That or you get Mortal Kombat once it goes on sale. Get the cheap version because then I need somebody to help me fight Shao Kahn.
I got two player things. I say we say fuck it and we just both start off with a game we don't play. We'll both get Soul Calibur when it's on sale on Black Friday. Black Friday is coming up.
Get fucking hype, son.
Shit, dog. It's coming, dude. We are 2 months away from Black Friday.
That's right.
Get fucking hyped.
This year? We're doing the ultimate challenge.
Get fucking hyped.
Going to the Walmart.
Get fucking hyped.
Going to the Walmart, right? You with me so far?
Yeah, I'm with you. Get fucking hyped.
In the ghetto.
Get fucking hyped.
In the very ghetto.
Get fucking hyped.
On baseline.
Get, oh Jesus. Get hyped. Just get hyped. Don't get fucking hyped anymore. I'm going to take a fucking bulletproof suit with me. Kevlar.
35th and baseline?
Oh.
Just get prepared.
I'm gonna have to get a face tattoo just to look like I fit in.
You're like, get prepared?
Let's do it. I'm gonna have to come in like fucking Punisher.
Like get suited up.
You're like, I want crayons this year.
I don't want nothing high value. I just want everybody in the store to know. I'm here for clothes.
I'm here for the game.
I'm here for basketballs.
I kind of want an iPad Pro. Maybe I'll get one of those things.
Yeah.
I want that little pen. I hear it's really good to draw shit with. I'm going to start becoming a professional tattooer now that I know how much those fuckers make.
You should, man.
I'm going to start tattooing. Can I tattoo you, dog? Can I just tattoo?
I want to get a tattoo.
I'm going to get a tattoo. I'll do something really heterosexual. I'll get you that barbed wire across your arm, you know? I'll start with the real basic stuff.
The shit that was cool in the 90s when we were growing up?
I gotta work my way back through, dude.
The barbed wire, tribal band.
Yeah, we'll start with the tribal band. Look at that same one that Pamela Anderson had. We'll stop it in the really soft areas between the arm, the bicep, and the tricep. We'll stop right there. Just like, you know those dudes in the fucking 90s who had like a you know, fucking, what is it? Like it was like an armband.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh man, yeah, he's got an armband tattoo. That's cool.
I never thought that.
Well, you know, well, back in the day, it was cool, right? But then they would lift their arm for some reason, and you're like, why didn't you finish it? Why didn't you connect it on the back? You know why? Because that area sucks.
Fucking hurts, yeah.
Yeah. Bitch ass mofos. That dude from 98 Degrees, I think, had one that was like that. I was like, come on, man. How's Jessica Simpson still with you? Oh, wait.
Oh.
My bad.
He had her in prime territory.
Yeah, good for him, man. He did. And I think he realized she was crazy, and he's like, peace out. I'm going to go with the Mexican chick now.
Had her in prime territory, too.
Are we still together?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good for them. Dude, how embarrassing is that? Like, when you did a music video with your ex, and it's like they're out forever. Forever and ever is just out there. You have like a music video with your ex. It's already bad enough where it's like pictures of you guys all over the internet. But now it's just like you have a romantic song that you guys get together, and it's online forever.
I mean, I guess same thing about sex tapes. Oh, speaking of online.
I like how you went there.
I was thinking of online.
You're like, Tommy Lee always has one up on Pamela.
So I know people at work, right? And
I would hope so. You just don't show up randomly.
So like everybody I work with now is younger, right? Like around my age.
Okay.
And a little bit younger.
Some people are rolling their eyes right now. I'd be like, there's somebody rolling their eyes right now thinking both of y'all are old as dirt.
Your mom's old as dirt. What's that?
Damn.
That. You want to fight?
Like, let's get to it.
Yeah, let's get square the fuck
square up on that Mortal Kombat. Username at that dude Ruben.
It's actually that dude Ruben.
Is it really?
That dude Ruben Zero. There's put the underscores appropriately.
Shot right here.
By this That's American right guy, yeah. Yeah, it's a green Dodge Neon, I think. Black Dodge Neon with the American flag.
Black Dodge Neon. What the fuck was that?
Is that a firework?
Fireworks, yeah.
Does that mean the revolution started?
We're in the wrong spot for it. What are we podcasting? I guess we'll have the first interviews. Hey, man, I see you're looting, but can we interview you for this podcast?
I need all the Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
You're like, while you're in there, grab me the Yu-Gi-Oh cards. I need Exodia.
I have that. what was it? Oh, yeah. No, so, like, everybody I know is younger, so they use, like, Facebook differently, right?
What do you mean?
I don't want to say they're hoes, but they're hoes, right?
Okay.
So, I see them in person, and I'm like, oh, you are this person. I know you. So then when they see them on Facebook, because I'm not really on Facebook, so when I log in there and I, like, check it out, it's like, oh, you might know these people.
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
And so then I see them. I'm like, oh, hey, I know this person. Oh, I know this hoe and this one. And then I look at the profile picture, and I'm like, you don't look like that in
real life. Dude, there's so much of that, right?
Yeah. And I know what you're saying. Well, you might just be, nah, this bitch don't look like this in real life. Sorry. And then you might just be saying, oh, this is just a one time. No, that's a bunch of them because I just did it earlier when we were eating because I got things like, oh, you might know these people. And I looked at all of them. I'm like, all you people don't look like this in real life. Even some of the dudes don't look like this in real life.
Oh, yeah.
So the fuck?
Well, the problem is like the filters that are now just built into every app already do so much, right?
Yeah. And like, I'm like, damn, man, that's crazy. You're thinking you're getting like a...
Did this car just pull out and pull back in?
Yeah. Think you're getting like a hard 9, maybe high 8, and you're just like rolling over to like a 6 and shit. Like, I'm prepared for that, man.
Those filters are a mug. That, and also you got to think about the fact that like women, especially women are more guilty of this. Primarily because y'all already have, like, an upper hand, right? In the sense that you've got makeup. Most of y'all have taken so many selfies that you're already a photographer. So you got angles down. You got makeup down. Mm-hmm. Now you got filters. And then they've got, like, anything else. They got waist trainers. They've got Spanx. They've got, I don't know, man, fucking Photoshop skills. They got everything.
Right.
And everything. And yeah, so man. That's another problem with the situation. Like, if you're dating online, like a Tinder or like a Hello Cupid or any of those motherfuckers, when you're on there and people are using all of these tips and tricks for their little situations, and you swipe a certain way, and then you meet the person, you're just like, yo, 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 yo. one is not the same as the other. Like if you bust out your phone and you like literally put the phone next to the chick's face and you're like, why aren't these two things matching?
Right.
Right? It's just, you're not playing like fucking, remember that old mini game on Super Mario Brothers 3 where you got to match up the cards?
Yeah.
It's not like when you hit a coin and a star, it's like, oh, it's the same shit.
Right.
No, they punished you. They're like, fuck you. You lost this game.
Right.
That's what we should be doing in real life.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So that's just what I was thinking. I was like, damn.
I'm just saying.
I was going to say these hoes ain't loyal. Speaking of hoes that ain't being loyal, you see this hoe Rihanna's pregnant?
Oh, is that the real thing?
Yeah.
I thought that meme you sent me was just a joke.
No.
Who's baby daddy? Leonardo?
I don't know.
Leonardo DiCaprio get in there?
I think so.
He's like Inception.
He incepted her deep inside.
That's right.
Yeah, because I guess she has
together for a while, right?
Concert or something.
She's just.
I don't know what she's doing something in the coming weeks.
Is Jay-Z gonna announce something, and all of a sudden it's gonna be Lemon 3 or some shit by Beyonce?
I don't know. So, but man, she looking rough on her promo thing.
Dude, I think Rihanna's peak was back in what? When she had that one haircut, there it was just like, damn. Chick bad.
But I was like, wow.
Early 2000s?
Probably 2008.
Mid-2000s? Whatever. You know what I'm saying. It was a point where Rihanna was like super hot. And then she just became really kind of promiscuous. And you're like, oof. Oof. You're aging by every dick you take. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, if you look up her new thing, I was like, wow.
A new album?
Yeah, it's like a new album or something. And you're like,
makeup line? What are they doing now? Everybody's got makeup line. Like Makeup Line is a new clothing line. Speaking of which, shout out to Motivated Results, where you can get the cool shit. Go check out their website.
Looking a little tore up, man.
Rihanna album.
A little beat up.
Let's see.
All those sex parties have caught up with her.
Dude, I mean, this is how far I am in this thing. Like, I haven't seen some of these covers before in my life. That must be, I think that's another defining quality of when you're getting old. When you don't recognize things like musically. Because music is one of those things that if you're hip and happening, right? You'll kind of know what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the artist, what the albums look like and shit. And now I'm just kind of like, who are all these young whippersnappers with their new musics and noises that are made by electronic machines?
They do that.
Is it?
Yeah, that's kind of... That's a newer picture of her.
She's getting older, dog. She's also got some hand tattoos that don't look like they're aging well. No hate. Not hating. Not hating, girl. Not hating. Just saying. Anyways, what else you got, dog? What else you want to talk about today?
That was a liar. The Photoshop.
Had some Photoshop and lighting and angles and some other stuff. Oh, look. You want to talk about the couple that just left?
Oh, yeah.
We got a couple minutes. So you just finish it out. Finish it out, dog.
So,
I'll let you finish it out.
Ask me where the mystery girl's at.
Huh?
Ask me where the black mystery girl's at.
Oh, where's black mystery girl?
Is she gonna drive you? Yeah, that seems about right. Fucking loser. Oh, no. She just opened the door for him. Fucking loser. On trip to Las Vegas.
What's she doing in Las Vegas?
Being some friends.
So that means she's gonna be listening to this podcast, looking for details as to what you did this weekend.
Yeah, she's probably like,
probably keeping an eye on you. She's like,
I know you're out with your hoes. I know you got all your hoes. They're hitting you up right now.
Is she like, geotag me? Tell Jonathan to geotag me too, so I know you're both together and it's not some weird thing.
I should do that right now.
What? I'm not doing that.
Geotag her.
Oh, you're going to geotag her?
Yeah.
For what?
Just let her know. It'll be funny.
She's going to smack you in the face with my dick. What's wrong with you?
You just told me to do it.
No, I didn't say to do it. Oh. I was making fun of you doing it. And the fact that now you're like, I should do that. I'm about to slap you open-handed.
Maybe he took his own car.
I don't know what's going on in the situation. Randomly, while we'll wait for that squared
but
away.
Yeah, so she's up there. And
check out this thing. Look at how much power this little RC car has. It's literally, look at the wheels. They're just stretching. It's like some Super Mario Brothers shit.
What the heck?
Yeah, that little RC car has so much power going through that little motor that it's making the wheels like get bigger.
That's crazy,
right?
But yeah, so she's up there. So I had the weekend to, you know, party with my hoes.
Well, you know, every once in a while, it's nice to do that, right?
She
keeps you on a tight leash, so I guess it's good.
That's right. Got to spread that seed somewhere else, you know?
Spread that seed somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Dude, what is this fucking dude doing?
I don't know. I think he's going to murder her.
What is going on right now, dude? All right, so tell everybody what's going on. So there's this couple we were watching inside the
Starbucks.
Like, I'm getting a drink.
Yeah. So John's getting his drink. What the fuck is going on with her? Dude, this is the weirdest fucking Starbucks I've ever been into.
This is the weirdest Starbucks ever. People are trying too hard.
Yeah.
So that chick right there is like showing way too much skin, all right? And she's hella pregnant.
Yeah.
It's just like you're trying to be way too sexy when you're pregnant. And I'm not saying you can't be sexy when you're pregnant. What I'm saying is that...
she's overdoing it.
What I'm saying is that, you know, when you... there's something that could be attractive... it depends on what kind of guy you are, about like a pregnant woman, right? This is a beautiful thing that's part of that process. But when you're trying to still look like a sex object 9 months pregnant, that's a problem.
I'm not into that porn.
That's
that's that preggo porn. I'm not watching that.
You're like, oh, don't go too aggressive. You're going to pop some.
When baby comes out autistic or some shit.
Horrible, horrible. Anyways, my whole point is you can't be trying to look like a sex object when you're pregnant. You just can't. It's like, yeah, you're not trying to be Instagram host status when you're pregnant. Whatever. Anyways, so there's this couple we walk into.
Yeah,
right?
So John's ordering his drink, and in the corner, there's this couple there. And they're just, you know, studying or doing, I don't know what. But anyways, the weird dude starts massaging his lady friend's neck. And you're like, oh, that's so nice. All the hoes are like, oh, that's so nice. No, he's like really getting into it. Like awkwardly, aggressively getting into it. Like he's tenderizing some fucking meat.
Yeah.
It's awkward as shit.
Super awkward. Like even I was like, wow, bro, calm down.
Yeah. And
I've done some questionable shit in questionable places.
Yeah. Like, and this is just, it's not in the corner. They're not in the corner of the Starbucks. They're kind of in the corner, but not really. Like, everybody can see them.
It's, again, the main area of the Starbucks. Like, literally the main part.
And so, we're waiting for your drink for, what, a good ten minutes? Like, 7 of those minutes, he's massaging her neck like meat. It's fucking weird, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking weird. And so, he looks like a murderer. So, they've been over there in the corner. We came out here to do this, and it's been almost an hour now. So now they're leaving. They've been in the car for the last 5 minutes.
He's like standing over her. She's sitting in the driver's seat.
I think he's trying to figure out when her most valuable moments are going to be so he can kidnap her. This dude looks like the dude who's going to be on Criminal Minds. Yeah, he's going to kidnap her later.
This is weird.
We need to remember his face so we can give a good description to the police.
Both of us together, we can make up a decent, positive identification.
Yeah, man. So, but yeah, man. So, that is what they, that's that situation there.
So, anyways. Yeah,
so, Mr. Girls out there.
Huh? So. We'll see how it goes. And next week, I'm sure you'll have some stories that she'll tell you from her trip because it's not like you went.
No. But
anyways.
We're supposed to go out there soon.
To Vegas?
Yeah, apparently it's nice out there or something.
Why are you going to Vegas? People only go to Vegas to do debaucherous shit, watch some shows, or waste money. If you're not going to Vegas for any of those things, you're probably just going to Vegas to like where people live. They like not like on the strip, but like where normal houses are. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, just stay here. It's the same shit. It's like hell all year long. I don't understand why you need to go.
Well, I want to see the strip. I haven't been to the strip.
You haven't?
No.
That's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right, dog. It's a lot of just whatever, a lot of walking, some shows, and there's is some shows if you want to spend money on some shows. The shows are good if you want to spend money on shows. But besides that, there's, I mean, there's not a lot of shit where you're like, oh, I got to go to Vegas. I don't know, man. It's not, I don't know. I'm whatever about Vegas.
Let's go check it out. But, yeah, man.
Well, that's it, man. That's literally our hour.
Got to make sure this dude leaves before she does.
I think it's going to happen. Anyways, dang, I finished both of these things. Anyways.
Yeah, man.
Well, that's it. Any last words, dog? Anything you want to leave people with?
No, man, I think we covered a lot today.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do for the Photoshop, but...
It gets to be us as in a hotel room.
How am I going to do all that in a Photoshop?
No, like, I'm like you're checking into a hotel room.
Maybe. I'll figure it out.
Or us wrestling the alligator.
Oh, jeez. I'll figure it out.
I'll send you some ideas.
All right. We'll see you guys next time. Peace.